you live from the Vegas Video Network studios, just steps from the Las Vegas Strip, it's golf and other four-letter words. And now your host, you've heard him on ESPN, Fox Sports, and Sirius XM Radio, Mr. Dennis Silvers.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Golf and Other Four-Letter Words, and I hope you can hang with us for the next 30 minutes. We got another terrific show for you tonight. We've got a great guest. You're going to enjoy her very much. She's a terrific young lady. She's lovely. She's vivacious. Let me get the teeth in right here. Right now. Let me try that. Lovely, vivacious. And I love playing golf with her. Not only is she a very, very good player, but the reason I love playing golf with her because she swears like a truck driver, okay, when she misses your shot. She's absolutely terrific. So let's give it up right now for Miss Rachel Stowe.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank
Thanks
you.
For, oh, my pleasure. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming in. Let me tell you a little bit about Rachel. She is currently the membership director out at Canyon Gate Country Club right here in Las Vegas. Formerly, before that, she was the head golf professional at Canyon Gate. And I think you've been there about, what, 10 years?
10 years.
That's a long, long time. Formerly the head golf professional. And I heard rumor, Rachel, that you're going to have a new position, banquet manager, pretty soon. Is that right?
I don't know. You're going to stay.
Yeah. You're going to stay.
Maybe
all right.
GM, but not banquet manager. But,
okay. I don't blame you. We'll go with the GM. We're going to talk to Rachel not only about her golf prowess, and she's a very good player, knows the golf swing, has given a lot of lessons in her day, is going to help you later in handicap helper, but also talk a little bit about Canyon Gate for maybe some of you new people that have moved to the Valley. Let me take care of a little business. You want to get a hold of me, you want to get a hold of Rachel, comments, suggestions, questions for later in the show. We've got email, golf@vegasvideonetwork.com. We've also got live chat, as you know. If you go to the website, vegasvideonetwork.com, you hit that live chat button and you can send in your question for us. We would love to hear from you. And by the way, while you're on the website, take a minute or two, check out all the other great shows here that you see exclusively on the network. Got a toll-free listener line as well. Doesn't cost you a nickel. So give it a call, 866-966-4599. So no excuses, a lot of ways you could get to us, and Rachel and I would absolutely love to hear from you. All right, I know I got a lot of emails, I got some calls last week. Okay, I never said I was perfect, I just never make mistakes. I blew it last week, I didn't give the four-letter word. But here it is for tonight. The four-letter word for tonight is gals. Okay? There it is. Gals. Why is it gals? I'll tell you. There are lots of great gals that play and also teach golf. And we have one of the best gals in town right here on our show tonight. Also, lots and lots of great gals that work in the golf industry right here in Southern Nevada. So we want to give a shout-out to all of those terrific gals. All right, Golfer's Guide. You know, one of our strategic partners here on the network, America's largest publication. Rachel's very, very familiar with this. They are kind enough to stream golf and other four-letter words on their homepage. As you can see right now, simply go to lasvegas.golfersguide.com. Check them out. Great articles, right, on golf courses, retail, equipment stores, discounters, a whole lot of good stuff. So Golfer's Guide, very happy to have them with us. Also, Friday Night Features from 6 to 10 every Friday night on AM 1400 KSHP. They air all of the audios on the show for all of the network. It makes for very, very nice listening. So check them out, AM 1400 KSHP. Glad to have them with us. All right. We have our first segment coming up, which is called Tournament Scorecard. But before we get to that, Rachel, I want to ask you, you know the word golf, G-O-L-F. There's a lot of stories floating around. What do you think about the notion that people say the origin of the word golf is gentlemen only, ladies forbidden? How's that hit you?
I just think that's the old school of thought, and women can play close to a man, and we can all enjoy the sport together.
Okay. So you think ladies should continue to play golf.
Absolutely.
All right.
And enjoy it.
And enjoy it. I wonder how that started. And that's been going around a long time. Yeah. Gentlemen only, ladies forbidden is golf. But don't buy into it.
Yeah.
Don't buy into it. All right. Our first segment, we have a lot of fun with it. And that is simply called Tournament Scorecard. All right, welcome back to Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. Great guest tonight, Rachel Stahl. I'm your host, Dennis Silvers. Great, great story here. I love talking about first-time winners. Rachel, PGA Tour rookie Chris Kirk wins his first PGA Tour event last week, the Viking Classic, for his very first PGA Tour victory. And, of course, anytime you win, whether you're a rookie, whether you're a seasoned veteran, whatever, does great things for you. Money list, Rachel. He moves from number 51 to number 27 with $1.730 million. So pretty good. He was doing okay on tour, but and this wasn't a real big paycheck in this tournament. I think first place was only, what, $680,000 or something like that. That's about what you make in a month, isn't it? But congratulations Chris for that. FedEx Cup. Very important, you know, when we're getting down to the season, pretty soon they're going to start the playoffs for the FedEx Cup race. He moves from number 46 to number 27, also with 902 points. World ranking, also very, very important. Helps you get into some invitational, other events that you normally wouldn't get invited to. Moves from 106th on world rankings all the way to 77. So that's a pretty big jump. Also, I'd be remiss not to mention Darren Clark. Won the Open last week. Did you watch the tournament? What did you think?
I did. It was a great tournament. Some Scottish weather, I guess English, but great European weather and just a beautiful course, beautiful scenery, and enjoyed the play. Was, you know, I think better than expected. Yeah.
It was
Darren.
Excellent. You know, and I mentioned last week, the Open is my favorite of the majors because I played a lot of the courses in the Rota, but I only wished for the weather that they had. You know, a little bit of wind, a little bit of rain, a little bit of cold, you know, where they have to take the rain suit off, put it back on, and that type of thing. That, to me, is an Open rather than playing in benign weather. Popular win by Darren Clark. Moves from 111th in the world rankings. Get this, when you win a major, folks, moves all the way to number 30. So that's pretty strong. So congratulations to Darren.
Great guy, yeah.
Great guy, and I'm very happy to say I had him picked at 75-1. So I went to the ticket and cashed my, got my winning. So thank you, Darren Clark.
Where's the ticket? We might need to see that.
I know you, and I and I've got a photocopy for you. I knew you were going to ask that. So very, very good for Chris Kirk. Good player, and I've been following this young man for a while. He's got a couple of wins on the nationwide tour, and he's a good around. But let me ask you, as a golf professional, Rachel, does it surprise you that the guys coming off some of these mini tours and a tour like the Nationwide Tour, they're really, really ready to win, and a lot of them do. Does that surprise you at all?
I think so, because I think it's just one of those, it's such a big step up, I would think, to get in front of the television and in front of all the people. I mean, people watch the mini tours, but not like they do, and you don't have the pressure, and so
I have always liked the Nationwide Tour, and on my radio shows, I always used to call it the Go Low Tour, and I've heard a couple of golf pundits today on the radio emphasize that, where sure, the PGA Tour, it's real tough to win because you're playing against the best players in the world, but on the Nationwide Tour, they even think it's harder in the sense that these guys know they have to make a lot of birdies on the Nationwide Tour to win events, and I guess that's true. So these guys, you know, you come out of Division I college today, as you know, these guys are ready to win.
I know, absolutely.
It really is incredible. All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to step away, take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to have a very, very fun feature for you as well as Rachel, and we call that Birdies and Bogeys. So stay with us. We're back with you right after this.
Let me know when I'm live. Hi, everybody. This is Bridget Magnus of Getting Real Estate in Vegas, and you are watching the Vegas Video Network.
All right, welcome back. As Rachel pointed out, Rachel was a very nice gal, and that was our, you know, three-letter word, but that'll, you know, that'll work. She is a nice gal, and both have the same name, and both are nice, so there you go.
Bridget.
I'm sorry, Bridget. Okay, Bridget.
Two syllables.
All right, Dennis Silvers with Rachel Stahl here on Golf and Other Four-Letter Words, Birdies and Bogeys. I'm going to give you some media things. I'm going to give you some media gossip. Tell me what you think, birdie or bogey, and why, and make a comment on it. We've got some really, really good ones for you tonight. Unbelievable story here. Young man by the name of Connor Klein, who was a player in the United States junior amateur that was played in Washington State, gets this, aces, makes a hole-in-one on the par 3, 170-yard fifth hole. Okay, great. Everybody's happy. He's happy. Problem is, though, Rachel, that their group was already on the clock for slow play. And on this hole, the hammer really fell on this poor guy. A one-stroke penalty, turning his ace into a birdie. Klein appealed to the United States Golf Association, but the ruling, much to the surprise of a lot of people, stood. Birdie or bogey? What do you think?
Well, I mean, being a player myself and playing in a lot of golf tournaments, you know the rules. I would have to say maybe a par. You're going to get mad at
okay.
me.
No,
only
that's okay.
Because
that's legit.
I would say bogey for him. I'm sure he's disappointed, but it's probably the right decision. So birdie for the USGA, and that they stand their ground, and it's very serious offense, and I'm sure, you know, that's one of the, you know, things they take seriously is slow play, and
absolutely.
Which they should, and it takes away the joy out of playing golf a lot of times if you're playing behind a slow group. So I would say, you know.
Par. You know what? I agree with you. I think he should have been a little sensitive to it. The whole group should have been a little sensitive to it anytime you're on the clock.
Yeah.
And it is unfortunate, but the rules are the rules, and everybody's got to kind of abide by the same thing. And but very unfortunate, obviously. Scott, somebody on live chat.
Yes, it's me, actually.
Okay.
For that penalty, so it was a timing issue, I guess, right?
Right.
Do they know what the time is? I mean, is there a timekeeper around them to let them know? Or are they just kind of on their own?
No, they tell you you're on the clock. Oh, they tell you you're on the clock. And they, trying to remember if it's 40 seconds. So sometimes they can actually penalize the whole group. At other times, they will penalize
the one player. Yeah, exactly right.
So depending on the situation.
It's all called pace of play, and you got to be cognizant of pace of play whenever you're playing golf. All right, Fortune.com, Rachel, probably a website you're not that familiar with. I'm not. Fortune.com just posted a blog suggesting that the endorsement, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, that the endorsement deal that Tiger Woods agreed to for a Japanese heat rub was because Tiger was low on money. A recent Forbes list said Woods only made, not the report at $70 million last year, but he only made $20 million last year. Birdie or bogey?
About Tiger Woods?
Yeah, he's low on money.
Oh, yeah, I don't believe that. I would say that the report is a bogey. I just think it's bogus, maybe bogey, but I think Tiger Woods, you know, I mean, he'll come back, and I don't think he's worried too much about not having enough money, and I think he's, you know, he's trying to get his name back in there, and he will, but at this time, he's, you know, I'm sure he's a money manager.
Yeah,
smart.
Absolutely, you know, but Rachel, on the other hand, when you're used to making, you know, he's made, what, $1 billion in career earnings so far. But when you're used to making 50, 60, 70 million a year and you're, you know, relegated to only having to live on 20 million, if in fact that was true, that's a pretty big hit, isn't it?
Yeah, but I wonder how much at his caliber and all the different places he has his money, if that earnings are really that large in play, which you're saying over 50%, that just seems a little high.
Well, I'll tell you where he's got most of his money. I think it's obviously in his ex-wife's bank account. So
No, she's living
well deserved.
High off the hog. Well, be too. Oh yeah.
It's okay. That gal comment for you.
Okay, all right. This is a great story. Filipino gentleman, professional, by the name of Angelo Q-U-E. He's playing a practice round in a tournament where he's defending in an Asian Tour event. And Angelo not only has won, but he has two hole-in-ones in the same round in this practice round. And they believe this is a first in Asian Tour history. Mm-hmm. Prior, as I mentioned, this guy throughout his whole professional career never had a hole-in-one. Golf Digest says that dual aces in one round are a 1 in 64 million chance of happening. Birdie or bogey for this guy?
Absolutely, birdie. I mean, he's... You know, luck would luck. Have it. I mean, obviously, but luck is one, you know, hole in one, but two in one round. I would say that's, you know, pretty hard to come by. And maybe if you're playing a par 3, 18 hole, and that's what you're playing. But this is a regulation course. There's only four, par 3s. So I would say that's a birdie for him or an eagle, and he's probably a happy guy.
Absolutely. And they said, as a side note, they only wish that this would happen during the actual tournament, you know, where he'd carry this momentum through and all of that stuff. So good for him. And I don't know how he ended up in the tournament, but that's still really something. How many holes in ones have you had?
I've had two, and they were both in tournaments.
Oh, great.
So one in Monterey Peninsula Country Club and when I was 14 years old, and then another at in Phoenix at Karsten.
Oh, that's great. Did you win anything for him?
No.
No.
Yeah, it was nothing. Exciting, but my parents were there, and so
But were they attested? I mean, was somebody around to see them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both of them.
All right. Both of them. Good. Former NHL All-Star player Joe Sakic. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Speaking about aces, he makes a hole-in-one on the par 3 17th hole while playing in the American Century Celebrity Golf Tournament. That happened last week at beautiful Lake Tahoe. Wins $1 million.
Wow.
He keeps $500,000. The other $500,000 is donated to a charity. This is where it gets, I think, a little dicey. The charity was the Lance Armstrong Live Strong Foundation, which is a great charity in itself because it's for cancer research. But I mean, I don't know. Do you think that's a birdie or a bogey for them? Having Lance Armstrong with all of the negative ink that he's been getting lately with the steroids and the whole thing, having him as the charity in a high-profile tournament like this, birdie or bogey?
I still think it's a birdie. I mean, it's a great foundation, and, you know, Lance Armstrong has had a kind of his ups and downs, I think, throughout his career, but he means well, and he does have this great foundation, and I'm sure they'll appreciate it, and probably as much as the NFL player for his $500,000.
It's great. $500,000 is a lot of money to a charity, and good for the guy that keeps the $500,000. But you hear Lance Armstrong, all the the stigma and the whole what. But we'll see if he comes back next year as one of the main sponsors.
Right.
All right, time for. A great segment. Don't forget, get your live chat question in, toll-free line, email us, golf@biggestvideonetwork.com for Rachel to help you and me with our game and a segment that we call Handicap Helper. All right, welcome back, everybody. Handicap Helper, take notes. Rachel's gonna help your game. Tony, Rachel emails in and wants help when hitting off of a severe downhill lie. That's tough. What's your advice?
My advice would be severe downhill. You're gonna play it a little closer to your right side, and you're gonna swing with the slope. It depends on the severity of the slope. Take a practice swing, see where the club hits the ground, and should be pretty much good to go. It's not too tough. It's something you want to practice, but play it off your back foot, and kind of vary that.
And of course, just it just makes sense. Just the opposite if you've got an uphill lie, right?
Yeah, uphill lie. The ball will go higher, and it will actually travel to the left. So you're going to want to aim to the right.
Right.
Downhill is going to be the opposite. So you know, just kind of as well, it's going to go low trajectory.
Yep.
And, you know, so you keep those two things in mind.
But I think
as well.
You nailed it because practice is the.
Yeah, confidence.
Like confidence in everything. Okay, Scott, live chat.
Yep, got a couple of them. First from Bill. This is in regards to Tiger Woods firing his caddy. How important is a caddy to a pro player?
Good question.
Need an answer? I would say, you know, I haven't personally had a caddy in a I would say that they're probably.
Why is that? You don't play that well?
I haven't made it up.
You don't pay that well or play that
right,
well?
Right,
okay.
Both. But right. I would say that they probably are 20% of, you know, their total game. And I think that if you lose that and you have to rebuild that, you know, that confidence with that person and that, you know, there's probably a lot of rebuilding that's going to have to be done.
I disagree with you in the sense that I think they're much more than 20%. And I'll tell you why. And as you know,
fair
they've got to be a confidant.
Yeah.
They've got to be somewhat of a swing coach.
They've got
to be a mental coach for these guys to continually boost them up. We can do it. Don't worry about that bad shot. Give them reads on the green. Pull the right club. I mean, I think they are an integral part of a guy's game.
But when you're a player, I think you still kind of think you can do it on your own. And maybe it's a little more than 20%, but I guess I would say that it's still you. You're still the one making the strokes.
Absolutely,
and
I agree.
Yeah.
Can I ask this?
Yeah.
How good of a player do you need to be before a caddy actually has an effect? Like, for instance, if I had a caddy, it would have no effect. Because I don't play very well.
It actually still would have an effect on you.
I'm really bad.
you would still, like he's saying.
He means really bad.
Really bad.
Yeah. Well, you still have, you know, like he said, the swing coach, someone to help you line up, things that even a player that's total amateur really hasn't had a lot of golfing experience could, really
absolutely,
help with,
they help. So. They're integral and especially, you know, on that level.
Yeah.
Bert seems to be having difficulty, Rachel, getting fairway woods shots airborne. Very common. Any advice?
Well, Bert, I have that same problem at times. And
moving right along to the next.
I would say for me, it's been confidence. And the hybrid clubs have built
excellent.
My confidence. So just change it up a little bit. Get some more hybrids in your bag and those fairway woods. Hey, I only have one now. And
I agree
I'm
with
completely
that.
Happy
great,
with
great revelation into the game. Scott, another live chat?
Yes, sir. Sally wants to know, I have never played golf a day in my life, so where do I begin?
Wow. That sounds heavy. Philosophical. Where is the beginning?
The beginning would be to, if you can, if you have, you know, the money and the avenue to get some training by a professional, I would definitely recommend that. But, you know, golf starts with the putting stroke, and it starts small, and it builds up to the chipping, and then it builds from there to the long game and the driver, and you never go right out to the driving range unless you've had really some instruction or maybe you've watched a lot of golf or read Golf Digest. Some people believe that that works.
Get it through osmosis. I've tried that. But
Yeah. Start with the professionals.
Okay. All right. Crystal never gets to the course early and needs a quick warm-up routine. What do you suggest?
I would say if she's got about 15 minutes, you know, go out on the putting green and make sure that you're confident with the speed of the greens. Make sure that that's the most important thing. I mean, your swing is your swing. I mean, you should hopefully have enough confidence to go out there. You obviously need to stretch. So I would say
absolutely.
Stretching
and
I would say putting.
Yeah,
I
agree with you. Try to wake up 10 minutes earlier, you know, and have one less cup of coffee or something like that. John would like your opinion, Rachel, on whether or not to use a tee. This is a great question. On whether or not to use a tee on par threes, is it really any help? he wants to know? Great question, John, I think.
Yeah, well, for me, I definitely use a tee. You can actually tee it up a little higher if you want to hit the ball higher. Let's say you're in between clubs, and I actually use that quite often. You can get the ball more, you know, more spin on the ball as well if you tee it up a little bit. And then, you know, just to really get, obviously people that first learn golf are learning golf off of a tee, and there's a reason it is actually a little bit easier. So I would suggest you still keep it on a very low, short tee.
A lot of professionals you see on the weekend, or they get interviewed, they say, anytime you have a chance to put the ball on a tee, do it. On the other hand, there's just as many professionals that don't use a tee for whatever reason. So it's kind of what's ever works. Real quickly, Earl wants to know what the criteria is for wraps on your clubs. I mean, on your grips, obviously.
A lot of it's preference. Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, whatever's comfortable to you. Some of it's, you know, they have some type of an injury or some type of ailment that they need the larger grip. One of my members, for instance, has almost feels like a baseball grip, and we kind of were like, that's interesting.
Arthritis?
No, his wasn't, but that can be one of those. But yeah, it's he's comfortable with it. He feels like it's helping him, and his was only on his driver.
Okay.
But you know, I mean, it's mostly your hand size in your comfort level.
Live chat, Scott.
Yes. Nate wants to know, what's a polite way to hurry up somebody in your foursome? This person is not somebody I know.
Okay, how about hitting into them?
If they're in your foursome, yeah. I mean, it's hard because you can't just have like a golf etiquette class right there with them. But, you know, and it makes me play faster, which is not necessarily good because you're trying to keep overcompensate, I guess, for that person's slow play. But I guess you could just say something politely to them. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you would really say it. What would you say, Dennis?
I agree with you politely. There's a bunch of things that you could say, but just enough where they'll get the hint pretty soon, because 9 out of 10 times they know they're holding people up. They know they're playing slow. They don't have to go through all these antics and stuff. And I think if you just give them a little nudge.
It's a very touchy subject.
It's a very touchy thing.
I would say people really get their feelings hurt.
Absolutely.
So be careful.
Absolutely. No, that's very, very good advice. Golf this week, PGA Tour, the RBC Canadian Open in Vancouver, British Columbia. LPGA Tour has the majors. The Avion Masters just announced that is the fifth major in a couple of years. That's, of course, being played in France. Champions Tour is in business. They got a big one. Senior Open Championship in Surrey, England. Beautiful, beautiful part of the country. Nationwide Tour, the Nationwide Children's Hospital Invitational in Columbus, Ohio at Ohio State Golf Course. And the European Tour has a good one. The Nordea Masters, and that is in Stockholm, Sweden. Somebody looking for a good private club to join, you're going to want to talk to this young lady out at Canygate Country Club. How do they get a hold of you, Rachel?
You can give me a call. My direct line is 702-363-4320, or you're welcome to email me as well. I do a lot of email. You can just do an internet inquiry right off of our internet website. So it's www.canyon-gate.com, or you can email me directly.
Yep. And if you mention to Rachel that you saw her on the show, they give you a huge discount. No, huge discount on the, or you know, they'll buy a lunch or whatever. But really, it's one of my favorite facilities, and Rachel's been there, like I said, about 10 years. She knows the club better than anybody out there.
Yeah. Best members in town.
Yeah.
Fun place to be.
Knows everybody, and it's very cool. Check them out on their website also. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah,
love
thanks,
having
guys.
You. You're welcome back anytime.
Okay.
And we got to play some golf pretty soon.
All right. Sounds
yeah,
good.
We're going to do that. All right. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of Golf and Other Four-Letter Words right here on Vegas Video Network. Like having you with us and like doing the show, obviously. And we're going to see you right back here, same place, same time next week with another great show. Until then, thanks for tuning in, everybody. And we'll see you all back later.
Thank you.
So long.